We are back on Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Time now to finish the week on the lighter side by visiting with the Capitol Steps, Washington's premier musical satirist. And joining us from the troupe this week is their deficit-ridden star, Elena Newport. Elena, did you get any earmarks in this new budget the president gave out this week?
I do not. I don't have any pork at all.
Why not? You used to work on the Hill. Can't you pull some strings?
I might be able to get one at the supermarket, a pork roast, but that's about it. I have no influence. You kidding? I'm not even allowed in most congressional offices after doing this for 27 years.
That's probably true. I think there's pretty much no members of Congress, except for a few freshmen maybe, that haven't been the target of the steps over the last couple decades.
They run quickly away from the Capitol steps. But did you watch the speech the other night?
I did.
Did you? I'm thinking about adopting a new exercise plan. Which
the Pelosi.
Is the Nancy you're way ahead of me. The Nancy Pelosi jumping up and down exercise program.
Yeah, I think that that's probably a good, aerobic exercise, whatever you call that. Maybe some crunches involved in that. But man, she was just bouncing off that chair.
Whatever she's having, I'm having. Yeah.
I'll tell you what, Joe Biden was gassed by the end of that, trying to keep up with her.
Well, maybe that's the new way we're going to curb national obesity.
Exactly.
President's Council on Physical Fatness, yes.
Well, there you go.
That's what our song is today.
What a coincidence.
Yes, a word from the President's Council on Physical Fatness.
Here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you're like so many of us, you've tried every diet in the book. You've tried the South Beach diet. You've tried the Jenny Craig diet, even the Larry Craig diet. That's the one where you tap your foot repeatedly to burn those unwanted calories. But tonight, we here in the Capitol Steps are here to urge you to just give it up.
I've tried those low-fat diets, though mostly they're a sham. And after sex, I've longed to smoke a great big ham. So I thought that I'd try Atkins maybe for a week or two. But my calves grew fat, and now when I walk, they move. I wrecked my heart with Spam and Crisco. Fried on a grill, they call to me. Now on my bathroom scale I climb. It shouts, hey, one at a time. What's smaller than my day? Delaware, my underwear's as large as Frisco. I tried to float, the ocean broke. Now I'll negate you to Spam and Crisco.
Oh, Elena.
We've all tried that, haven't we?
Everyone can identify with that one.
Yeah, put the Diet Coke over the ice cream with the Ben & Jerry's.
I'll have the value meal number 4. Supersize that with a Diet Coke, please.
It seems like it should work, yeah. Oh, man.
Oh, so what else are you guys laughing at these days?
Well, we're thinking we might need a whole song about Bobby Jindal. What do you think? You think he's the new spokesman for the GOP, the heartthrob, maybe?
Maybe not quite yet.
Well, after he talked about the magic levitating train to Disney Disneyland. Apparently, he took his family to Disney World, which is kind of funny.
Disney World's okay. Disneyland, unacceptable.
All right. And no magic levitating trains.
So. That's right. Well, Elena, as always, thank you for your time. We'll talk again next week.
All right. Thanks.
Elena Newport, star of the Capitol Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. Learn more about them online as well at capsteps.com, where you can also buy their merchandise. That'll do it for this edition of Dateline Washington, a presentation of Radio America. Thanks to executive producer Jim Roberts. Check us out online 24/7 at dateline.radioamerica.org. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for listening. Please join us next time for Dateline Washington.